Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show with Thomas Reddit. Unforgettable. Looking forward to his big tour. Come rolling through in the summer. Got his dad on there. And wouldn't that be awesome if you... What a great thing in your life. If your dad was famous like that, then you became famous doing the same thing, and then you could do it together like that.
And then you have a wife like him.
I mean, as a dad, I just think that would be the most awesome thing to do.
Is he going on tour the entire tour with him?
Yes, he is.
Oh, wow.
I just as a dad, I just think that would be so awesome to be able to go up there and do that, you know, with your kid. All around the country that way. And they're both the family's got the gene. You mentioned it the other day. Some people just have it. And
yeah.
That family has got the gene, man.
That just innate ability.
And his dad, Thomas Rhett's dad, Red Akins, is one of the most prolific songwriters in Nashville. This guy, if you look him up to see how many songs he's written and how many of them are hits.
Isn't it amazing? For whatever reason, that one person can produce that much creative content and have him be smashes. It's, to me, it's amazing. And then to be talented on top of it, you know, like you have people who are artists, you know, that get played on radio that people go see, and they're not writing their own songs. I mean, maybe they can sing, but they're not really playing their own instruments. And it's like, do you feel as an artist kind of less than when you have somebody like Rhett Akins who can do all of that?
There are very few people who can write and perform successfully like that. You're usually good at one or the other. Mm-hmm. Toby Keith was very good at doing both by writing all of his stuff and being a well-known and successful performer. While other artists, like Rhett Akins, had one little burst there when he did That Ain't My Truck and a couple of those that he had. His major success came from songwriting. And then there are guys that most people have never even heard of. Like Dean Dillon, who has written so many hit songs. He wrote so many hits for George Strait.
Yeah.
And he tried to be an artist. He really did. He tried like crazy to be an artist and could not make it happen. He's a super successful songwriter.
Well, that raises the question, what would you two be famous for if you had something?
Again, as I've said, I have been fired by some of the finest broadcasting companies in America. How many times? Count them up. I win.
Yeah. Well, Amy, what would you be famous for if you had... If you had that ability to be like, yeah, my dad's coming on tour, you know what I mean?
Nothing. I have no talents, no skills, nothing.
Which is something you lament. You often say, I wish I had some talent.
I absolutely love music. It is my first love. It's one of my biggest passions. I'll watch The Voice, and I legit, like, I get goosebumps from music all the time. And I will get so bummed out that I can't, like, I legitimately get sad that I cannot, I wish I could sing. Because I feel like I have all this passion and energy in me, and, like, when I come out, it's like, you know, which is what you guys hear on the air. Yeah.
It's like a Canadian goose.
I have nothing. I do nothing.
If you're a young person, though, and you have a gift for rhyming and that, you could develop that into a songwriting talent. If you can, I encourage you to do that because it is so lucrative if you're good at it and people start buying your songs. It really is. That's where the real money's at in the entertainment business.
Any time of creativity where you can just, like, it's in your head and you know not only how to get it out, whether it's art or anything, but then you actually can and people are impressed by it. I mean, I don't think we applaud them enough for what they're doing.
That's a lot of work. Yes. It's exhausting. Yes.
Being successful is so hard. And
I wouldn't know. It's why I'm so refreshed all the time.
I know. I'm just saying. I've heard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.